God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Well, I hope you have your list for the day. You have your itinerary for the month, and you know exactly where you're going, what you're thinking, and what you're going to accomplish. The problem with all this, of course, is Monday morning, the first hour you're awake. It seems sometimes we have the best of intentions and they get instantly hijacked where we seem to be responding to other people the entire day. It doesn't matter what we plan. We have other plans imposed upon us, it sometimes feels. You know, Deuteronomy 22, God gave a number of instructions to his people. All of them are important. All of them are relevant in some way to us right now. And the sub and substance of it is that evil will overtake the land that will not put it away. In verse 21, it says, "So shalt thou put evil away from among you." There were a number of situations where God's people were to do the right thing. Now, sometimes we think of doing the right thing as some initiative we take, and that is certainly true. But sometimes we are initiated upon. Someone does something to us or around us, and we're required to decide whether we're going to passively watch and be a quiet observer, or whether we're going to respond in a way that takes action and takes courage. There are numerous examples. For instance, in this chapter, you could look at verses 26 and 27. But let me give you verse 1 and 2. "Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case, bring them again unto thy brother." Perhaps you've heard the old saw, "Finders, keepers, losers, weepers." Well, that is unfortunately pithy, but it's not biblical. "And if thy brother be not nigh unto thee, or if thou know him not," verse 2 says, "then thou shalt bring it unto thine own house, and it shall be with thee until thy brother seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. So if you find your brother's car or truck, or in this case his animal, it's not just that you can't take it for yourself, it's that you need to take care of it for him until he returns. Well, that's a big obligation. I mean, who asked for this? I'm having a hard enough time taking care of my own sheep, my own cows, my own farm to worry about someone else's. And yet, the Bible says, thou mayest not hide thyself. It says it in verse 1, it says it again in verse 3, and it says it again in verse 4 when it says, "Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again." In other words, God doesn't just judge us by what we do or what we initiate. He judges us by how we respond. You know, all it takes for evil to prosper is for good people to do nothing. Sometimes we plead ignorance when really we should be pleading guilty. You know, ignorance is not bliss, and sometimes we don't want to acknowledge the things that we know because then it puts an obligation upon us. And yet, there is a peace that comes from confronting things that we did not choose, but doing it with courage because we know it's the right thing. You know, I don't go out looking for trouble, and I don't go out looking for a lost cow or lost ox or lost donkey or whatever of my neighbor. I suppose the equivalent today may be some other possession. Maybe it's electronic or something else. But when I am faced with a situation, I need to respond. I need to respond in a way that is an honor to God and a help to other people. At the end of the day of today, our innocence or guilt are sometimes determined not by what we initiate, though that is true. Sometimes our innocence or guilt are determined by our response to situations that we did not initiate. When we respond as we should, God will do what we cannot.